Hello, class. Today, for our health lesson, we have something a little different. We have a professional hypnotist here, all the way from Australia, to demonstrate a hypnotic induction. Loops, you are welcome to begin whenever you're ready.
Sometimes it can be hard to sleep, and I completely understand that. I have trouble with it too. But it's made so much easier when someone is with you, holding your hand by your side, guiding you to that peaceful slumber, knowing that someone is here for you to keep you safe and make you feel warm, snug, and held. It can be incredibly reassuring and comforting. So tonight,
I will totally drop you.
I will be that.
And have so much fun with you. You're cute.
We can try some visualizations.
Don't look back. Just listen to me, okay?
Alone,
you know this hypnosis stuff is supposed to just be relaxing, right?
You can imagine.
But I see you there, shuffling in your seat as she talks. Yeah, you're not meant to react like that. But I like it. Tells me a lot about what you like.
It's been a while since I've gone on one.
It's so funny. Boys always have weird little kinks. I told you, don't look back. Keep listening.
Of a big hill.
She's hot, right?
Picture soft,
hot voice.
Green grass.
Sounds like she'd step on you and make you call her mommy. Do you want to call her mommy?
By the gentleman line.
Yeah, I see you squirm when I talk. It's adorable.
Weaving
really? I think it's kind of cute.
Ascend the hill.
You're supposed to be learning about relaxation and meditation in health class.
To allow you to
but you're all slack-jawed from her just saying a few words
tiny,
and
twinkling
there's something going on in your past.
Don't
worry. I won't give it away. As long as you stay still and listen to me. If you don't, maybe I'll embarrass you in front of the hot mommy hypnosis teacher.
And the way your shoes shift.
See, I know
stone.
You get turned on by this.
You can hear
it's
the
okay,
cool,
it's kind of hot after all. You've got this sexy woman standing at the front of the class telling you how you're supposed to listen to her. Let her control your mind.
Effortless and relaxing.
Do you like that idea?
A perfect stroke.
Do you want to be a little slave for her? So adorable.
Cool and crisp.
God, boys will be turned on by literally anything. Imagine if she came down
the
here right to your table,
you may hear the
bent over so you could look down her top,
or the soft
and started whispering
leaves,
in your ears,
as creatures of the night,
doing this little hypnosis business. Show just
the symphony
for you.
That night sound surrounds us.
Maybe that's what I'm doing.
The world's beauty.
Am I distracting you?
As you reach the bottom of the hill,
let her hypnotize you.
Come across
let her words fill your mind,
on the path.
And mine too.
It's constructive
because I would do exactly what she's doing to you,
over
but I wouldn't relax you.
As you approach, the
I'd whisper in your ears
your
about how you're such a good boyfriend.
Sturdy wooden planks,
I'd make you melt for me,
as you cross
turn
bench,
you into a little puddle of absolute
river,
love and worship.
And observe how the
who wants nothing more
by,
than to be my mindless hypnoslave? Oh,
stones,
yeah. I can see this is having an effect.
As the water cascades
but you're not allowed
them,
to turn around. Focus on our guest hypnotist. But let me in, too.
The river's gentle murmur.
Let my words build on
hers. The sounds of the night.
You can do that, can't you?
Soothing lullaby.
You can try to figure out who to focus on.
Any worries or
is it the beautiful woman teaching the
so
class?
Take a deep breath.
Or the hot girl behind you?
Peace,
making you feel so weak
to
for
watch
her.
Over you. Like
you just sit still. No one can
breeze.
Hear me but you.
On the other side,
they're all
the
song-tied too.
You enter
but
a
they're sleepy.
And serene forest.
You're horny.
Tall trees
a little hypno-horny puddle.
The leaves
you can't help but get turned on by the idea
the
of hypnosis.
The air is
did you see Mind Control on TV and get a boner?
Earth and greenery.
Cute.
Invigorating
I could eat you up. It's so funny that people find this little kink.
In the gentle breeze,
there's always
like
someone who doesn't react
shared by
appropriately.
Trees, as they
but it's not your
their
fault.
Own rhythm.
I think the idea of controlling someone's mind is so hot.
Path,
I bet you can imagine
peace
it for me.
And security that the woods can provide.
Imagine
town
yourself
trees,
following me out of this classroom
canopy,
and finding somewhere quiet where we can be alone.
World.
picture yourself in that moment. Eyes all glazed over, dazed and obedient, following me to a private room. And then maybe I pull out my pocket watch. Or just use my swaying foot to hypnotize you, making it sway back and forth as I sit up on a desk while you sit on a chair.
Occasionally, you may spot fireflies.
You'd watch, helpless to resist, in a daze, just like you are now.
Adding to the
and I tell you how you're going deeper into my power,
unfolds around
falling
us.
Under my spell.
And the further we walk,
you lap it up like the little hypnoslave you are.
Lifting from your shoulders.
You can't resist this stuff.
Eventually,
that much is so very, very clear. And that swaying foot going back and forth in front of your face would capture your attention. That would be your focus, instead of my words, and they'd just sink
in the center of
maybe my words right now are sinking in, while you're actually hypnotized by the other person. Is it hard to tell? Can you imagine being controlled by a woman, letting her control your mind? Does it arouse you to think of that?
Beneath your feet.
Think about it more then. Even if you squirm in your seat,
lie down.
Don't worry.
The
class is all hypnotized. In fact,
with countless
the
stars,
only people who'd notice are me
the moon
and that woman hypnotizing everyone,
in its gentle light,
including you.
Creating a magical ambience.
It's hard to resist it, isn't it?
And
the sexy, insistent voice of a powerful woman. The way she makes her words burrow
the
into your brain.
Of the forest that serenade us.
They sink in there and you can't get away
you're
from them.
Welcome.
Her power is inescapable.
My warm embrace.
And where were we? Back in that private
together,
room where I let
stars,
my foot keep swaying until I tell
sleep.
You that when it stops,
your worries
you drop.
Away in
and
the
then I slow down.
Tranquility.
I slow down the motion
spend
of
as
it.
Much time as
slow
you
it down.
In the serene
let
clearing.
You watch it moving.
Just relaxing.
Slowly
and finding solace.
Back.
The beauty
and
of
forth.
Natural world.
And
your mind will eventually drift off to sleep.
You drop. Drop into a trance. Or were you already in one? Were you already so very relaxed from what you hear? Are you just deeper now? It's so hard to tell, isn't it? It's just a little confusing. But you don't care, do you? You don't mind one little bit. You're just happy to listen to me talk. And I'm going to explain exactly why, cutie. It's because some people were just born to be hypnotized. Some people just need this. It's not just a relaxing thing for them. It's pure sex. But why? Can you think about why? Can you imagine why you want to be hypnotized? Maybe it's because you don't want to worry about anything. And maybe it's because you don't want to have inhibitions. And you just want to be able to let go, but I don't think that's you. No. For you, I think it's something different. And I want you to imagine something for me again, okay? Imagine our hypnosis teacher over there, stepping over here, grabbing you by the chin and telling you to submit. Just looking into your eyes and staring into your soul and saying, submit, surrender, serve me, slave. And you would, wouldn't you? You'd be powerless to resist. You'd drop into a trance right then and there if you weren't already in one. And the pleasure you'd feel would make your cock throb. I know it would. It would cause pressure to build between your legs so fast. You can feel it now, can't you? As you imagine that. Imagine her taking over your mind, pushing her thoughts into your brain. Her powerful words telling you to get hard. To throb. To squirm, to let her voice control your cock. That's what you like about hypnosis, isn't it? That a woman can use it to completely overpower you. You can't help but want a hot, sexy, dominant woman to use just her words to turn you into mush, to make you putty in her hands, and to make your cock rock hard. Make it twitch at her command. You could let that happen so easily. All you have to do is listen. Listen and notice the pleasure that her words and my words bring you. This is what you've fantasized about for so long, but now it all makes so much sense. You wanted mind control. You wanted the villain to turn you into her minion. You wanted the evil girl to turn you into her slave. You're fucking adorable, you know that? Such a subby boy. Hypno slaves must be the subbiest subs of all. Some submissives need to be tied or spanked or punished. But hypno slaves, well, they just need a few hot words and they'll do literally anything they're told. You will, won't you? You might have had thoughts and words and ideas before, but now you've got nothing but the absolute need to obey. To obey her, to obey me, just to obey. You don't care. You just want a hot, dominant hypnotist to take your mind and twist it up until you're a completely obedient little puppet, a puddle of worship and obedience. And that makes your cock so fucking hard. I bet you'd like to stroke it, but you can't. You're in class, so not okay. So you can just throb and twitch in your seat, hypno-slave, knowing that I've found your weakness and I could do anything with it. I could make you crawl out of this room on your hands and knees and follow my swaying ass as I walk down the corridor. I could have you begging to lick my pussy all night tonight and you'd do it obediently without a care in the world. I'd have you convinced you were licking an ice cream. Fuck it. I could turn you into a clucking little chicken in front of all your classmates if I wanted. They're all hypnotized too anyway. Who could resist that accent, right? Would you get the extra show? You get me too. Doesn't that feel so fucking good? My voice in your ear. My words making your cock pulse with need. You'd love me to fuck you, wouldn't you? You'd love me to let your cock slide into my damp pussy, all wet from dominating that open mind of yours. You can imagine it for me if you like, right here in class, your cock thrusting in and out of my tight pussy, pumping in and out as I squeeze and tease it, as I clamp down on your tip and milk it, feeling the power of my body, of my words to control your mind. You can't help but need this. It's so goddamn sexy, isn't it? So fucking hot. You've never wanted anything more than you want the power of my hypnotic voice to pull an orgasm from you. You could probably come right there in your pants. You can hump the air if you want, hypno-slave. Clench your body. Clench the parts between your legs and feel the blood rushing to your hypno-slave cock. Your body reacting to my words like they're stroking your cock, like they're pumping it, milking it. Feeling my voice, my hypnotic power pulling at you, making you want, need to come. You can, you know. You could just come right here and make a big damn patch in your pants. Everyone would see, but who gives a shit anymore? You fucking want me. You need me. You need my words to pull your cum out of your body. My pussy to pump you senseless. A constant throbbing rhythm of sloppy wet sex. Fucking your brains out of your head and fucking the cum out of your hypno-slave body. Oh, because that's what you are. You're my horny hypno-slave. And you can come for me right now if you want. If you can. Clenching those muscles. Feeling the orgasmic pleasure of giving into my voice. Giving yourself to your fantasy, to your fetish. This is what you need. What you've always wanted. A hot, dominant woman turning you into a sex slave for her with her hypnotic powers. Letting her control your mind and turning you into a hypno-slave. Because you're my hypno-slave. You can come for me like the hypno-slave you are. For my pussy, pumping your cock as your body responds by clenching and tightening, even though you shouldn't be doing this here. You shouldn't be getting so fucking horny in class. You shouldn't be listening to me telling you right here, right now, to come for me like a good hypnoslave. So don't do it. Don't leave a damn patch in your pants. Naughty boy. So fucking cute. No, be good. Good little hypnoslave. Just melt for me instead. Melt into a puddle in your seat, all sweaty and needy. Looks like she's almost finished your little hypno demonstration.
As you close your eyes,
better pay attention again before everyone else wakes up and
imagine that you're
don't look back because. Sorry, cutie.
The gentle current
I don't think dreams. You're going to see me again.
The universe cradles you in its arms, and in this tranquil moment, all is well.